NUE, K4RYP. 4NUE, K4RYP.
YP, KO4NUE. URYP, KO4NUE, clear.
44NUE, KO4QLD. 4NUE, KO4QLD. 44NUE, KO4QLD.
4TR, doesn't sound like Chad's there. He's on a machine, isn't he, Chris? SN0TR, Tom.
0TR, KA5WLL Mobile.
How are you doing this afternoon? I'm just sitting there waiting on traffic to clear up on the Highway 101 Superhighway up here now.
Sir, I'm doing good this afternoon. Just cleared from church and release time with the middle school, so I'm done for that part of the day. Now I'm heading to the house to get ready to do some other things.
Well, it's a beautiful day out here. I haven't been out very much today. Just had an egg omelet for our supper tonight and some pork and beans and a big glass of milk and told the wife to make it brief. It was good, though. And our own chicken's eggs. And now I'm headed down to get a new orthotic insert in my foot.
Okay. I hear you. I'm on State Park Road coming down from Traveler's Rest behind the Paris Mountain, so I might be getting spotty in bits of it, but that sounds good. I had to go to the clinic yesterday to get fitted for new arch supports and shoes, so I know what you're talking about there.
You went on to Anderson, though, didn't you? To Dr. Guys, I'm losing my mind here. I know who you mean. The one I like so well over there. He sent this order over here to a place called Advanced Prosthetics. Spit it out, Tom.
Dr. Yusuf, I know you're talking about. But no, he. I had to go to the Hanger Clinic on Grove Road in Greenville, just below the VA clinic in Greenville. So that's where he sent my order to.
There, but they make their orthotics out of a hard material that my foot just won't tolerate, Leroy. And so they're going to try this other one to get the softer stuff. But those folks are really nice, too, though, at Hanger.
Over there yet anyway, so but yeah, it sounds like everyone's trying to get a hold of somebody this afternoon and nobody's answering, so I thought I'd at least ask you this afternoon.
Possible. Chris was busy. He sometimes is running a machine, and also he might have had his volume down. I've done that before. Make the transmission and then let me see, I'm gonna go straight ahead here, don't I, Mom? Yeah, bunk 'em. Yeah. Had to think. Had one of those brain you-know-whats on here. Well, I'm glad you did. There's quite a bit of traffic up here. Never used to see but 3 or 4 cars. Now it's solid traffic anymore.
That it is. I mean, 101 itself has just gotten crazy. It's almost as bad as Woodruff Road now, and I try to avoid both of those places as much as I can. But, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I've done that before where the calling somebody and your radio volume's turned down and you're like, well, I knew they were there, so, and why aren't they answering me? Like, then you look down about 10, 15 minutes later and you're like, oh, the radio volume's down. KA5WLM Mobile Friday.
KO4NUE. Gentlemen, this is, can I borrow the frequency just for a second? I need to do just a little bit of testing. I'm sorry, fellas.
Chad, KA5WLL.
Absolutely not. Go ahead, Chad. Chris called just about 5 minutes ago, Chad. Send your TR back.
KO4QLG, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Chris.
KO4QLG, what power you want me on? I should be there.
More time, Chris.
KO4NUE. KO4QLG.
Are you on the Omni or the Beams, Chris?
Omni.
On the Beams. Beams and point to the east.
I'm directly east, KO4NUE, KO4QLG.
Well, we got your test pattern. Good deal. Thank you so much. And fellas, sorry to interrupt you, QSO. It's KO4NUE 73, Chris. Hello. Tom and Leroy, y'all have a wonderful day. KO4NUE, clear.
Yes, this is NGL TR. Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, 7-3, guys. Y'all have a good afternoon. No problem on the interruption.
KO4QOD. I appreciate that, too. And, Tom, I wasn't ignoring you. Just had about 10 things going on at once.
Well, that's what I told Leroy. Sometimes you're running a machine or doing other things there, and that's no problem. I understand fully, Chris. Just no problem at all. Good to hear you, my friend. You take care. KO4QLG, N0TR.
QLG, I'm clear.
Tom, I'm
Hello to the Alex Wayne. You come up and mow my leaves for the afternoons out if you want, Leroy. No problem.
Yes, sir, but I'm going to decline it this time. Maybe another time.
We're going to have to work on that attitude. I'm going to have to give you an attitude adjustment. Shoot. Well, the grass is just about ready to mow, but the leaves, wow. I think that tree is going to wind up being a dead bird here once it sheds its leaves. I'm tired of it filling up the gutters.
That, the neighbor took down about 4 trees that was along my fence line, and that cut down about half the leaves out of my yard this year, so. But I don't normally blow mine. I usually try to mulch them up when I can. I run over a few times with lawnmower and mulch them down to return them to the earth, so. Anyways, there's that.
Yeah, that's why I told Bernice she was going to run the little Honda Bagger mower, which is a push mower. It's self-propelled, but I didn't want her to. So my riding lawnmower has a mulching door on it, and you just flip the door shut. And I agree with you. That's the way I'm going to do it. If it's still warm when I get home, there's been about a 10-mile-an-hour wind from the northeast most of the day, 6 to 10. A little chilly for this old man, but you should be all right when I get home. It's 68 degrees.
You let that wind die down some, you're not pretty much, you're just chasing leaves at that point if you let the wind blow, but once the wind dies down, you got a pretty good chance of getting them.
I like our riding lawnmower. I've had a great deal of pain in my back here the last 3-4 days, and it feels almost like a broken hip, but it ain't. And so I hope it smashes that nerve or makes it quit hurting, or the vibration. We used to do stress relief on great big metal plates that were like 20 feet long and 20 feet wide. I need that machine to stress relieve my back.
I hear you. So, anyways, let me get out of here. I'm getting ready to get tight spot here. So, I'll talk to you later, and you have, like I said, better rest of your day, and maybe those orthopedics will help you out there with your back. N0TR, K5WL, that'll be clear on your final.
Good afternoon, Leroy. You take care. Now, we're within a couple of blocks here of where we're going to. K5WLL, N0TR, clear.
For NUE, mobile.
For NUE, KO4QLG.
if that was you guys down on your property. Your gate's open and there's a truck parked out here.
The, probably Noah, her boyfriend. They might be down there. I think she's going to go deer hunting today.
Does look like his truck. Just making sure.
K4VWA.
K4NUE acknowledging Steve, K4VWA. So, yeah, that's probably him. The white truck, Chris.
Correct.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Chad, Anna was trying to get a hold of you a little bit earlier. I heard her put your call out there, but you didn't come back. Did she get a hold of you?
Yeah, she got me. We got it straightened out.
Roger, I just wanted to make sure you knew she was trying to get a hold of you. All right, I'll get out of y'all's way. How you doing, Chris? Y'all have fun. K4VWA, clear.
Okay. Just making it through the day. I need it here at the shop, Chad. So if you need anything, just give me a holler. If not, KO4QOGM, clear.
I'll give you a holler on landlines. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
At KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard, what's going on, bud? ADA, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, sir, I was just saying, hey, I knew you were kind of like in and out there, and I just wanted to say hi. I hadn't heard you on in a little bit of a while.
Hey, down in the shop, but got my project finished up today and getting ready to move on to the next. So, everything okay with you?
Hey, I wanted to ask, are you going to be home this Saturday?
I think I am. I don't know, you never know, married to a blonde, but yeah, probably will be.
To take Sally to the airport, Ash and I are going to drop her mom off, and we were going to come back by, and I figured if you were home, I'd give you a call and maybe stop in for a few minutes.
Let me check with her and see what's on the schedule, but I don't think it's anything. But I'd love to have you come by.
All right, well, I can touch base with you Saturday unless you get up with me beforehand. Sally's got to be at the airport. Her flight leaves at 2:15, I think. So we're going to have her there about 12:30, 1 o'clock, just so she can get through the checkpoints. And we're just going to kind of like drop her off and head back this way. So, all righty, I'll let you go do what you need to do, sir. And we'll be monitoring KA3JCA.
Nice talking to you. It's KO4NUE, clear.